to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. When I first moved here, there was one billboard that I found really confusing. It was for the new 49ers football team at UNC Charlotte. The only 49ers I know of are 3,000 miles away in San Francisco. That's a reference to the California Gold Rush of 1849. To get to the bottom of this, I called Tom Whitestone. He's UNC Charlotte's Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations. Why is it called the Charlotte 49ers?
We're called the 49ers because of the importance of the year 1949.
That was the year the University of North Carolina at Charlotte was founded, and that's all well and good. But you can't call yourself the 49ers and have a gold miner as a mascot and prominently place a gold miner statue on campus and use gold as your accent color on the school logo and uniforms and say it doesn't have to do with gold. Charlotte actually does have a rich gold mining history. In fact, so much gold was being mined that the first branch of the U.S. Mint outside Philadelphia was established here in Charlotte in 1836, and it produced $5 million worth of gold coins. But if anything, we should be talking about the 99ers, because gold was discovered in neighboring Cabarrus County in 1799, 50 years before the California Gold Rush. And the best person to tell the story is probably this guy.
My name is Aaron Kepley. I'm Historic Interpreter 3 here at Reed Gold Mine.
Kepley has a personal connection to the gold mine. His great-great-great-great-grandfather is John Reed, the man the gold mine is named after. Reed Gold Mine is a state historic site in Midland, just 20 miles outside Charlotte. The first documented discovery of gold in the United States happened here.
Right here on top of Little Meadow Creek, all right? Because it was near here in 1799. A 12-year-old boy named Conrad Reed was fishing with his brother and sister. They had actually skipped church, so the story goes. And they were fishing, bow and arrow fishing in the water. He supposedly shot an arrow into the water, reached down to pick it up, and there was this shiny metal rock in there.
It weighed 17 pounds. Conrad didn't know what it was, so he took it home to his father, John Reed, who was a farmer. He never saw a piece of gold that big, so he used it as a doorstop for 3 years. But eventually, John Reed's curiosity got to him, and he took the rock to a jeweler down in Fayetteville.
And the jeweler said, "Yeah, it's gold. How much do you want for it?" John thought about it, and he took the going rate for basically a week's pay as a farmer, which is $3.50. So, yeah, he got the better end out of that deal.
Reed and his neighbors figured there was probably more where that came from. And the Carolina Gold Rush was on.
So, we'll walk this way real quick, just because I want you to get down here and look up.
Kepley leads me underground to see the tunnels and shafts. The only light those early miners had was the candles attached to their foreheads. Remember, this was the 1800s.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's 55 feet underground.
Way at the top, there's a giant kibble, or bucket. That's where the men would pile in and be lowered down with ropes into the very dark tunnels. The Carolina Gold Rush petered out by the mid-1900s. There are still some small operations, but don't count on finding any Tar Heel gold at your local jeweler's.
The majority of it that we've traded in probably in the last 30 years is from South Africa.
That's jeweler Ernest Perry. He's the owner of Perry's in South Park. He says Russia and China are also big gold producers, but...
You'd be surprised how many people that actually go up into the mountains and mine gold in these streams. And it's a hobby that sometimes they can make several thousand dollars a year if you spend enough time at it.
Especially right now. The price of gold is insane.
Gold right now, I think, is around $1,385 an ounce. And I fully think it'll be over $2,000 before the year's out.
Some days, he says, there are more than 100 people coming in to sell their gold. He empties an envelope full of random jewelry worth thousands of dollars into a plastic container.
This is scrap gold that we would have purchased in the last day. And as you can see, most of it's broken chains and rings and jewelry that people just don't wear anymore, you know, what have you. So this is traded in and or sold, and people then take the money and buy other jewelry or, you know, pay their bills with it.
So 2 centuries later, Charlotte still got a gold rush, except this time people are mining their jewelry boxes. This is Tasneem Shama for A Trifling Place.